You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. What is your opinion on Jake Paul?
Is he the one that's got a big mouth and keeps shouting off? And did he get beat up recently, or did someone smash his car up or something?
No, I don't know about that. But he's had like two fights now. He fought a YouTuber and then a basketballer. And now he's...
Oh, it's Logan Paul's brother.
Logan Paul's brother, yeah. Logan Paul, who fought KSI, is his brother. He's been calling out Conor McGregor. Now he's been calling out Floyd Mayweather. And have you seen any clips of Mr. Jake Paul?
I wish he'd call me out.
What?
I wish he'd call
me. Jake Paul.
Easy money. All them YouTubers are easy money. Let's be honest. Come on, they can't fight. Swinging handbags. Remember KSI and...
Logan Paul. Yeah.
I mean, it was a decent little fight, wasn't it? White-collar fight. It was okay. They had a go. And they properly had a go as well. They were swinging away. Swinging howitzers in, weren't they, from the canvas? Scraping the canvas on the way around, sending them in. But no, his brother, Jake Paul. I ain't got a clue.
Jake Paul's the one making a lot of noise at the moment.
Yeah, I've seen something on Instagram with someone really gobbing off. And he looks like his brother, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, so I ain't got a clue who he is. I don't even know what he's up to. I didn't know who's he calling out.
Well, he's been trolling Conor McGregor for a while. And now he's started on Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, you know what? I've got to be honest, mate. I've got zero interest in them white collar, YouTube, whatever, exhibition fights. I ain't got much interest in them. If there's one that's the one that really got me interested, the first one was Conor McGregor Mayweather. Or Mayweather, Conor McGregor. Let's put Mayweather in there first, show him some respect. That got me interested, thinking, hang on, this Conor McGregor's really top fighter, top mixed martial artist. You watch him scrapping away on rolling around the floor in the Pentagon or the cage or whatever. And you think to yourself, how's Mayweather going to be now? He's been retired a year. And the whole story of that. And I worked that one for Sky. And I was over there in America doing the comms and whatever. And I genuinely thought it would be a bit of a fight while it lasted. I always thought Mayweather was going to win. But it was such a mismatch. Mayweather was like laughing from round one. Laughing. Physically laughing to himself. Thinking, this is so much easier than what I thought it would be. Because Mayweather's not stupid. He knows boxing. So he knew it was going to be easy. But I don't think he realised how easy it was going to be. And then he just held him up for a few rounds and then got him out of there when he fancied it. He wasn't even aggressive when he was putting the stoppage together, was he? It was like throwing shots, missing a few, then kind of just pulling the punches a bit and just kind of tapping McGregor around the ring. So to me, that was a really good performance by Mayweather and a good exhibition. And he made it work. But Jake Paul, Logan Paul, whoever, whichever other YouTuber you want to pull out the bag, mate, I've got absolutely no interest at all. Unless they want to call me out and I'll go and smash them all up to bits.
Would you fight Jake Paul for 50 million?
50 million?
Well, that's what he was offering. Apparently, that's what he was offering Conor McGregor to fight him.
Bless her. She can't sleep without her daddy. Every night I have to sit in bed with her and stroke her back and she falls asleep. Otherwise, she'll be up till midnight. It's my own fault. So, yeah, not that interested in the YouTube fights, mate, if I'm honest.
50 million. You wouldn't fight Jake Paul for 50 million?
What am I going to do with 50 million? I'll tell you what I'd do. Here's what I'd do with 50 million. I'd stick it in a limited company. I'd pay 20% corporation tax. Yeah? So then it'd be down to something like 30 million. I can't be arsed with quick math. And then, no, 20%, that's 10 million. And then it would then be sitting in an account. If I wanted to get my hands on that money, I'd have to pay a further 40% tax on the money, on any money that I take out. Or I'd just leave it in the company, leave all them millions in that company and never, ever touch them and never spend them because I don't need to. We're not being big-headed or anything, but I don't need that money because I've got enough of that stuff and in my life to last me and my kids. And, you know, that money will just be pointless. It'd just be money that would just then go to the government. It'd just get diluted with inheritance tax even further and then probably wasted. So the money's not an incentive. 50 million is of no incentive for me at all. I need to What motivates me is having to still go out and graft a little bit and still hustle. I've got a couple of building sites at the moment. I've got 20, I think I've got planning for 22 apartments in the end. So there's a building site started around my neck of the woods in Gedling in Nottingham. 22 apartments. We're just sorting the ground out now, getting the slabs down. Then we're going to be up to damp proof course by about 3 weeks. I love it. You go on site, put your boots, your hard hat, your high-vis, get covered in mud, get stuck in. You've got something to get out of bed for and something to work for. And then at the end of it, you've got all these properties and all these houses and people are happy to be buying these affordable homes and you're changing people's lives. You're making money on the way and you've got a purpose. 50 million quid, there you go, cha-ching. What are you going to do with that? Put it in the bank and watch it just go to the tax man and let it get diluted. It's of no use. And it's risk-reward. Even though I think it's an easy fight with any of them YouTubers, you've still got a chance of getting hurt. Boxing's a dangerous sport. So at 43 years old, to answer your question, I won't be fighting anybody for any amount of money, including 50 million. For who? Who's the other geezer? Who's the guy?
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I'll probably fight him, actually. I'd probably fight him for 50 million, actually.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.